Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. And let me welcome John Costello. I suppose you're called Costello in the United States, or is it the opposite? What is it?
Well, when
John?
I go to Ireland, it's always Costello.
Costello. Okay, but
the states here, it's Costello.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Americans have always had a problem with, you know, some of that. Anyway, John Costello, and who's on, by the way, friends, the board of directors of Emerald Isle Immigration, past president of Ancient Order of Hibernians, Division 7, and chairman of the New York County Board of the Ancient Order of Hibernians. And also, let's link with J.P. Delaney, who's also a board of directors of Emerald Isle Immigration, a senior partner in the law firm of O'Dwyer and Bernstein, owns half a dozen, at least, if not more, pubs in New York City. But much more important than all of that together, he is the son-in-law of James and Una Clare. That's the card that you really have to flash to get on this program. How are you, both?
Everything's good, Adrian. Thank you very much.
Everything's fine.
And Adrian, congratulations to you on the addition to your family.
Like I say, it absolutely has knocked a lot out of me, but I'm getting better by the day. Absolutely. That reference, friends, is to acknowledge that I have, after a long wait, last time I was a grandfather was some 18 years ago, daughter Kathleen and her husband Andre Porta have delivered a new son, a new grandson for myself, and coming from County Mayo to wind up with a grandson named Sebastian Paul is something. Who would have thought? Who would have thunk? Listen, guys, the reason for today and linking up with you has to do with what is probably one of the most exciting cruises for the Emerald Isle Immigration Center, the Celtic Cruise, which is coming up on Wednesday, June 4th. John Costello, tell us a little bit about the cruise and its history.
Sure. We started this cruise, Division 7 started it more than 23 years ago, which was originally the original charity was Project Children under the auspices of Dennis Mulcahy. And as the years grew on, there was less of a need to do the charity for Project Children. So we decided that the Emerald Isle Immigration Center would be our new recipient of the charity. So this is the third year that we are embarking on that cruise for this particular charity. And it's particularly relevant when immigration is at the forefront of our political fight this year. And we would like to see a great turnout, especially since I've been involved with the IIRM from the beginning before I went on the board. And I'm a first-generation Irish-American.
You must be older than we give you credit for. That's good. That goes back some time.
Yes, when Sean Benson started the we had a little storefront in Queens. And it really evolved from that into one of the forefronts of Irish in New York City. The Emerald Isle Immigration Center has done a tremendous amount of work over the years, a well-deserving charity. And I would particularly like to appeal to those who received the Morrison visas. This is a time for you to give back. Those of you who remember those times, how difficult it was to get that legislation passed. And for those of you who received it, what better way than to come on our cruise and support the Emerald Isle Immigration Center? And also, I'd like to appeal to the county associations, those of you who maybe have immigrated from the 50s, 60s, 70s. You remember how difficult it was for you when you first arrived in this country, and the tremendous that what you had to go through socially, psychologically, and for you also, for those who are involved with the county associations, this would be a great opportunity to support Irish immigration.
It's not really a hardship either, John, in the sense that it has been a rip-roaring success. But in true Irish fashion, you know, most people wait till the, you know, to the last minute. But it is. It's a great fund. It's music. It's dancing.
It really is fun. I just gave you a few details on that. It's from 6 to 10:30. It's from Pier 23, which is on West 23rd Street and 12th Avenue on the night of June 4th. Tickets are $100. That includes a full open bar and hot and cold buffet, and music provided by Shave Mac, the Cunningham Brothers, and closing with the Great Celtic Cross. And tickets will be available at CelticCharity.com, or I'll give you a phone number for those of you who prefer to do that, 212-717-9955. I just wanted to get those details out, you know, the basics.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, J.P. Delaney, your involvement both back to, well, particularly with the Emerald Isle immigration and indeed many other areas. I suppose ad nauseum we have to take a look at what is happening on the immigration front. We seem to, get positive vibes from Senator Schumer, and then, so many times, as you would well know, the hope is raised only to be followed by the crash. What's your own viewpoint, Mr. Lawyer, as you see it right now?
As everybody knows, there's a lot going on, but nobody's getting any definitive answers. Along with the people that work on this at the Emerald Isle, there's a lot of other great organizations out there, and I know that you're involved in some of them and know them also, as well as politicians, in the local politicians and across the country. It's not just an Irish issue, obviously. It affects many different nations, actually really basically all the nations. And there obviously needs to be some type of reform, and hopefully the politicians of this great country can get together and come to some kind of compromise to allow more immigrants to come into this country. As we all know, it's the immigrants that built this country over the last, good few hundred years. They built the infrastructure and they built the buildings. So hopefully, like I said, they can get together, sit down, and work out some kind of compromise so that people that are here can continue working and raise their families properly, go to school properly, open bank accounts, get driver's license, and the other people that want to leave their countries and come here can come here and work towards the American dream that a lot of our families were lucky enough to do over the generations.
Yeah, and as we know, we do have a good case in terms of, the Irish tradition and its place in building the United States in the first place. But what I think we also need to know, though, is that rather, and you put it well, rather than an Irish issue, immigration reform in some form has to proceed before the reality of putting aside the 10,000 visas allotment as already passed by the U.S. Senate in great measure, thanks to, again, Senator Chuck Schumer. But nothing is going to happen unless it is kind of brought to the fore. What, J.P. Delaney, let me ask you, is it real in terms of expectation? Is it real to expect that something might indeed happen between between now and election time, considering that we're now leading up one more time to midterm elections?
Well, I don't see anything. Personally, I don't see anything happening before midterm elections. There's just too much work to be done. I think it'd be great if we could actually just start making progress, so even get the right people to sit down together, and from that, make progress from forward. Small steps will lead to it over time, but I don't think anything's going to happen before the midterm elections, Adrian.
I also think that.
But that's my own. By the way, I just want to say that's my opinion. That has nothing to do with the Emerald Isle's opinion.
Right. Okay.
I also think
that's probably more real. But is there? Go ahead, John. You were about to say something.
I also think that the bill that was passed, that which provides for the undocumented that are here a 10-year path to citizenship with payment of a fine. I don't think that would even be acceptable to some Republicans. I think that's the problem, that there's a fight within the Republican Party as far as they consider this, even though there's a payment of a fine and a 10-year path to citizenship, many of them consider it some form of amnesty, which they are totally opposed. So I think the compromise has to come from the Republican Party, at least from what I'm viewing as reading all the reports and talking to Kieran Stanton and various people involved with the legislation.
Well, either way, a day of reckoning when when this becomes a reality and when immigration reform does move forward, and it has to sooner or later in whatever form, we will know that indeed the Irish, not just the Emerald Isle Immigration Centre and Irish, the Irish Centre and Ashling Irish Centre, and obviously the Irish Lobby for Immigration Reform, we ought to be in the forefront and recognise that even in the darkest days, we didn't give up, and it has that should be counted. Hopefully, at least the conversation and the movement will become somewhat of an issue before the midterm elections. We don't, as JP pointed out there, we wouldn't expect anything real. But it might well be an opportune time for all of us to lean on whomever in the political front and say, look, do something. Otherwise, we're talking about going into next year again with absolutely nothing happening.
Oh, Adrian, you're right. If people could reach out with emails, phone calls, or letters, even little postcards to your local congressmen and senators, every bit helps. They do take notice.
They do. And actually, it is, as we've mentioned many times on this program and throughout the years, some people feel, well, what's one more phone call? What is one more email going to do? You know, the truth of the matter is that contrary to public opinion, there aren't that many in the first place. One would imagine that all the everyday people are approaching their congressman and or their senator or politicians at every level. The truth of the matter is that doesn't really happen. So each and every attempt counts for something.
Right. Nothing great is ever accomplished unless it's done on a grassroots level. It has to start from the people and reaching out to the politicians and getting the ideas across for legislation for effective immigration reform for this year.
Okay, let's come to the Celtic Cruise again because, sure. Friends, as it is coming up on Wednesday, June 4th. By the way, you have a great lineup of music, and it should be pointed out also that these are groups who donate their services. You have Celtic Cross, the Cunningham Brothers, the Shay Mac Band, and it's great, and it's a lot of fun. Is this the rain or shine?
Yes, it is.
We
go no matter what.
Yes, and to point out, it rained a couple of years ago, and we had a great time. So
yeah.
If it's raining, don't let that stop you. I'm not kidding. It was a great time was had by all in the night that we had a bit of rain. So please
right.
Don't let that stop you.
Okay.
And we get
for
$100,
I can tell you, yeah.
Yeah, and we get wonderful cooperation from the Spirit of New York. Their committee there at the Spirit of New York has cooperated with us tremendously over the years to provide a fun-filled night for everyone.
It's great, and it's a great thing. Now, there is an opportunity for some lucky people with who have tickets to get some very good prizes. Can you give us a rundown of the prizes for
there's two prizes.
We don't promote any raffles on this program here. We have a thing against it that we never mention that word. But anyway, talk about the lucky people who may, in fact, get what.
There's the first prize, a trip to Ireland, 7 days. It stays in B&B with a car rental, round trip. And the second prize is dinner for two at 12 Irish restaurants around New York. And, in fact, Adrian, I actually won the trip to Ireland 2 years ago when the Council General picked my name out of the hat. And I was shocked. And so
nobody said fix because we don't do that, right? I mean, nobody had the bad manners to say fix. Anyway, 12 restaurants around New York City, dinner for two. That'll keep them busy. Are any of those 12 restaurants not owned by J.P. Delaney?
I'm not going there.
There are some, of course.
There's a lot of great people that have donated meals from all around New York.
Yes. In addition to J.P., there are others. Absolutely.
Listen, it's Celtic Cruise. Those who have been on the cruise before are your best ambassadors. But let me again thank both of you for being here and for what you do for Emerald Isle Immigration Center. The website is www.celticcharity.com, or the telephone number is 212-717-9955. Is that right?
Correct.
Terrific. Okay. Yes.
One last thing, Adrian. Sorry.
Yes.
I would just like to thank Tom McGraw of the Black Sheep on Third Avenue for allowing us all these years to use his establishment for our meetings.
That's great as well. You know, I hope you didn't hit him up for a couple of tickets for dinner there too while you were at it. But you have no shame, so you probably did. Thanks, John Costello.
Great.
Thank you for
having us.
Absolutely.
Again, a great event, and hopefully those can respond. 212-717-9955, and you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.
If I see you that night, we'll share a pint.
Terrific. Okay, good luck.
All right. Bye.
Take care, gentlemen.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.